Shalom everyone and Chodesh Tov. We are now starting to celebrate the month of Iyar, which is known also as the zodiac sign of Taurus, Shor in Hebrew. So let us try to figure out what is waiting for us in the coming month, what are our opportunities, what are we going to achieve, how do we set our goals for the coming month, because every month is special, and especially the most special month is always the month we are at the moment, right? Because that's what we have. So every place in the world is special, but the most special place for each one of us is where he lives. Why? Because that's where his tikkun has to be done. So the now and the time and the place is always a time and a place. And if you think that if I was somewhere else, if I will be in another time, then everything will be different. Of course it will be different, but it's not your time, it's not your place. Wherever you are, that's your time. And whenever you are is your time. Wherever you are is your place. When you're really doing your tikkun, wherever and whenever you are, then you're ready to move on to the next time and the next place. Remember it all and always be in the moment, in the way that whatever I need, it's where I am and when I am. So this month is the most special month because that's the month we're at. So this is the month of Iyar, and a few things that we have to understand about the month of Iyar. Iyar is connected to the word Or, which means light. Okay? The ruling planet of Iyar is Venus. However, in Hebrew, it's called Noga. Noga is another word in Hebrew for light. Okay? We're celebrating, we have one big celebration in this month, which is Lag BaOmer, which is the holiday of the celebration of the completion of the Zohar. And Zohar in Hebrew is another word for light. Okay? So we have a lot of light in this month. So this is a month with very high intensity of light. And that means, well, it means a lot of bliss, a lot of power. But you know what happens when you come to a place when you have high voltage? Be handled with care. You have to be really careful, because when you're making mistakes driving, okay, 100 miles an hour, that could be really terrible if relatively that you make the same mistake when you're driving 5 miles an hour, right? So when everything is so loaded and so intense, you have to be much more careful, okay? So let us see, what do we know basically, simply, what is the month of Iyar? And let's say, first of all, whoever is new to this whole idea of astrology, what is this idea about astrology? Are the stars really influencing or compelling stuff in our lives? And the answer, the way the Zohar says, I know I said it other times and people should know it by heart already, but some people are new. The Zohar says in Parashat Yitro, when you look at the heavens, you see the stars. You know, today in modern physics, we know that the light that is coming from the stars, some of the stars, the light could travel hundreds and sometimes millions of years from till it comes to our eyes, which means what we see was really happened long time ago. How could these stars affect us? And the Zohar says the stars do not affect us. The world is the world, and the world is kind of an ocean of energy. Whoever studies modern physics, this is exactly the terminology. We are living in an ocean of energies. All kinds of radiation fields, magnetic fields, all kinds of fields of energy surrounding us. Now, these fields affect our body, because our body is also made of many fields. Electrobiological fields, magnetic fields, and stuff like this. We are part of the fields around us. How do I know what are the fields around us? I can't see it with my eyes. So the Zohar says, how do I know what does another person feel in his heart? If I look at his heart, I see nothing. Usually there's some cloth over the heart of a person. You can't even look, but you can't look even the person is not dressed. He can't see his heart or her. Which means, how do I know what they feel? I look at their face. And face in Hebrew is panim, which can be read also in Hebrew as pnim, which means inside. You want to know what's inside the person, you look at their face. Same thing, you're looking, looking for some information, and you are looking, you're using some search engine on your computer. The information is coming from where? Some server sitting in some university, whatever. Okay? But do you see that? No. What you see is your screen. It appears on your screen. The screen is the face of what's happening beyond. You can't see what's beyond, but you can see the screen. The screen is like our face. So whatever the Zohar is saying, when I want to know what happens with the energy fields around us, which way they are flowing, what intensity, what is and how does it affect us? That's, I'll explain soon why. I look at the face of the universe and that's called the heavens. I look at the sky and the sky are just like the screen of our computer. It doesn't happen there. It's just giving us symbols about what's happening here. Okay? So it's not that somewhere there affects us here. No, it somewhere there tells us, gives us signals about what's happening right now here. Why? We know very well that most people, okay, most of the time, they're looking to keep everything the same. Even the people who love change and are always on the go, they just go around the same issues in the same places, right? So people really don't like to change. They love to be in the same place, same speed. You know, it's like all the laws of physics that Isaac Newton, who brought them to the world, he said he took them from the spiritual laws. If somebody loves to be on the go, they don't like to be slow. If somebody is slow, they don't like to be fast. Okay? We love when things are keeping the same. So, because of that, we're trying always to secure our life that everything will be foreseeable, under control, and that's the worst thing for us because living is changing. Living is transforming. The moment you stop changing, you stop transforming, you stop living. So the Creator is really wise, right? He's the wisdom. So he created the world in a way that everything changes all the time. So you know what? It's like you are in an ocean and you're a sailor and you're standing on the dock of the ship and the ship is moving all the time, shaking by the waves. So what happens? You start moving yourself because you want to stay standing. Okay? Mission accomplished. Because the energy fields around us are changing all the time, it forces us to change in order to stand still. Now that we understand it, we understand why things have to change. Not just month by month, day by day, hour by hour. Okay? So when we are moving into a new month, it means we have to adjust to new forces and we have to be aware of those forces the same way. When you sail in the ocean, it's better to know the weather ahead of time so you know how to travel ahead of time so you're better in better control. So the month of Iyar, the month of Taurus, or in Hebrew, Shol, Taurus, is a special month, and we'll see why. So, if we are taking in Kabbalistically, because you know, going, you can go into astrology book I remember doing it once long, long time ago. And I opened an astrology book. Before I learned Kabbalah, it looks like nonsense. Why? You have a whole bunch of, it's a book, you know, some of them are really thick. And you have about each sign that much. The you know, the month of Taurus is like this, or like this, or like this. Who can remember that? And who decided? And how could I trust them? And when you start learning Kabbalah, you start to understand why. When you understand why, it's much easier to remember how. When you understand the root, it's much easier to understand the tree. Okay? So what are the roots of the month of Iyar? So first of all, we take usually in order to understand that, we start by taking the year, and the year has a structure of four seasons. Why four seasons? Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, the four letters of the holy name, the tetragrammaton, that is the basic DNA. You know, even in the physical DNA, you have four letters, right? A, T, C, and G. Okay? Same. Here we have Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Four letters. And always it goes, A goes with the T, and C goes with the G. The same here. The Yud goes with the He, Vav goes with the He, with the lower He. So now, if we are starting the year, the biblical year is starting in the month of Nisan. We just finished the month of Nisan, Aries. So we're starting with the first month of the year is Nisan, which is Aries in the spring, the month of the spring. Why? Because the whole system of time has been, and the zodiac has been created according to the Torah, chapter 1 in Genesis, in the spring. Okay? That is written many places. It's starting the spring. The energy of spring. The energy is coming up. That's why the month, all the 3 months of the spring are very loaded with energy. And what does it mean? That Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, all of them have that energy of the letter Yud, of the four letters of the Tetragrammaton. Yud is Chochmah. Chochmah means, in another language, if we want to understand what does it mean to me, I didn't learn Kabbalah. What is Chochmah? Energy. First of all, it's awesome energy, the source, the power station, energy. Everything is concentrated energy. That's why all three signs of the zodiac that are in the spring, they are loaded with energy. They're always full of energy. Okay? They don't need energy. They don't take energy. They emit a lot of energy, the energy generator. Okay? Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. Now, so the energy, when we talk about Chochmah, this is the element of fire. So in the base, all three signs, according to Kabbalah, the book of formation, all three signs of the spring, in the base, they are fire, because fire means energy, and it means also left column, which means selfishness, which means the first tikkun they have, these three signs, is everybody has a tikkun with selfishness, but those three signs have it specially. What I mean selfishness? It's, you know, be self-centered. What's the problem? It doesn't matter how much energy you have, but if you are self-centered, that burns you down, which means if you go always like on high voltage, what happens if you don't keep the laws? Okay, if you don't keep the codes of electricity and you build up the house without using the code, you are in danger, because when you make one mistake, the whole thing can blow up. So it is explosive. Did you notice? You have, when you're looking about this counting of the Omer, the 7 weeks of the counting of the Omer, they spread over 2 weeks in Aries, the whole month of Taurus, 1 week in Gemini. And we know that if you understand the Hebrew calendar, these 7 weeks of the counting of the Omer, you have to be really careful. Why? The energy is very, very intense. And if you're not conscious enough, you can really be derailed off the road, like driving on a very fast lane. on the highway, and you can be derailed easily if you're not focused enough. So you have to be really careful. And most, if you notice about the laws of the 7 weeks of the counting of the Omer, it's mostly about, you know, keep low, do not go into hasty moves, do not go into very loaded stuff like weddings, buying big stuff, with everything that is loaded emotionally, energetically, and so on, you know, this is not the time. Why? Because you can't trust yourself. One mistake can cost you a lot during these weeks. So delay to after Shavuot. Okay? Now, so we have, first of all, so we understand loaded energy, all three. And so when we go to Taurus, we know very, very loaded with energy. And we said, even the names of the month are all light, light, light. Okay, you have a lot of energy. That means you're blessed. But put your finger in the socket, you don't feel so blessed anymore. Okay, so is electricity bad, evil? No. Is money bad, evil? No. You know, you can't put your mistakes on something else. Or the energy, the bliss that is available, it's neutral. What makes it dangerous or not, painful or full of positivity, it's our attitude. And that's what the story is about. It's all about the consciousness, especially if you listen to the Parashat Tazria Metzora, the weekly portion that falls usually around the beginning of Taurus. It's all about consciousness. So, now the month of Taurus is, as we said, it's fire because it's in the spring, full of energy. Now, from the 3 months in every season, you always divide them into right, left, center. Okay? Right column was Aries. Left column is Taurus. Left column is always also fire, the element of fire. So Taurus, we realize Taurus is double fire. Okay? It's fire because it's in the season of the spring, and it's fire because of it's the second month of the season. Always the second month of the season has this energy of fire. And if we're talking about what is known in the regular astrology, what is the zodiac sign of Taurus, what kind of element? This is earth. So you have fire, fire, earth, which means that Taurus, that's huge amount of energy and very explosive. Earth means a lot of stability, stubbornness, okay, loyalty, very hard to change its course, which means, have you seen an ox charging? Have you seen it's horrible, but if you've seen in the what they do in Spain, the bullfighting, okay? They get him angry. When he is running, he can't change his course because, you know, when a bull is running forward, it's so powerful, it cannot change its course, okay? But try to stop him, forget it. Okay, so we know the forces in for Tauruses are very strong, but the problem is that it's fire, double fire, and earth, which earth is, whoever knows Kabbalah, that's Malchut, and Malchut comes from the left column. So it's also left column. So that means that the problem with the month of Taurus is there's a lot of chance over there, danger, selfishness, materialism, all about me, making money, all about stability, not in a good sense of stability, all about possessions, all about whatever is possessive. And that's why it's very hard to find people of the sign of Taurus who are spiritual. Okay? When they are not spiritual, this is very, very dangerous, very miserable. Why? It's about a lot, it's a very high concentrated energy, but it's not operating by the code. Why? Because when you learn Kabbalah, you understand that the code means that you need to be working on a level of desire to receive for the self, for the sake of sharing, if you want to be wired to the net. What is the net? The network of real life, the tree of life. The only way to tap into it without destroying yourself is you have to focus yourself on that frequency which is called desire to receive for the sake of sharing. So, on one hand, being possessive, materialistic, practical, is very, very powerful, being successful on physical earth. The problem is, if you're not spiritual, and spiritual doesn't mean you're dealing with metaphysics and you meditate and stuff like this. Spiritual is very simple. Spiritual is the way that the person have the ability to move up, to make a miracle, which means I'm upset, I'm selfish, I'm negative, whatever, and I'm moving myself. I spoke a lot about it in Parashat Tazria. Listen to it again. It's like moving myself, upgrading myself to a frequency of caring and sharing. Why? Think about it. If you look at the month of Taurus, the name of Taurus in Hebrew is Shor. Shor means the ox. Okay? Now, Shor in Hebrew, in Aramaic, Tor, and that's maybe Taurus is coming from there because all languages somehow come from Hebrew. Okay? That's from the story of the Tower of Babel. Okay? That's how we remember. Now, Shor means an ox in Hebrew, but if you know about the 72 names of God, in the 72 names of God, we have something very powerful. One of the names of the 72 names of God, which you can find it on the fourth line from the top, the first row from the left. The fourth rows from the top, the first and the first from the left. Four lines from the top, first from the left. Is Vav Shin Resh, which is the same letters as Shor, Taurus. Okay? Now, this is one of the 72 names. And what's the power of that one? It is also the same numerical value of Ahavat Chinam, 506. Ahavat Chinam means in Hebrew, unconditional love. What does it mean, unconditional love? In Hebrew means free love. What do you mean? There's a costly love, free love, which means that when I love other people, I don't need any reason for that. Why do you love that person? Oh, because they're nice to me. Because they're giving me something good. Because so. No, Ahavat Chinam means that I love other people just because I love. Why is that important? Because there's a little agenda in that. What is the agenda? We are celebrating during the month, during the time of this counting of the Omer. There is one of the reasons why, in the simple level, the pshat, if you ask in the halakha, in the simple Jewish law, why during the 7 weeks we have to lower down our pace? No weddings, no buying houses, big stuff, keep it low. And the answer is because during this time, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died in the plague. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva, his major slogan was, love others as you love yourself. This is the general rule of the whole Torah. This is the klal, the general rule. And because his student did not follow this rule, they died, all of them, during this time. Which means, it's a hint. All of these stories, but that happened like almost 2,000 years ago. Why do we still have to keep low? There were so many greater disasters than that. That so many hundreds of thousands and millions of Jews were slaughtered. Why the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva have to effect the whole period of 7 weeks? And the answer is, this is just always the simple explanation is always covering much deeper ones. What was Rabbi Akiva talking about? Love others as you love yourself. And why in this time? Because this is when everything has come up. The whole test between Passover to Shavuot, that we have to prove ourselves that we deserve to be free, is learning, first of all, what it means to be free when you love other people unconditionally. By the way, I'm asking a question. What does it feel better? When does it feel better? When you love people, when you hate them? So when you love people unconditionally, we know that, first of all, the whole body physiology is amazing. When people are in this euphoric level of loving people, they're healthier, stronger, they live longer, they're more optimistic, they're much smarter, okay? They're much better, their immune system is amazing, okay? But when people hate, they deteriorate from within. Deteriorate from within. Physically. We are talking about medicine. Medically, hate, people are busy hate being hateful. They deteriorate from within. It's burning them from inside. High cholesterol, which means big problems with the liver. Then it affects the heart, the other places. The whole body becomes inflammatory. It's not very easy, not comfortable. Okay? So why do people still hate? Because they are not aware for the responsibility. They're not aware how poisonous it is to hate. You can eat the worst food. I'm talking about, fried food, high cholesterol. But most of the cholesterol in our body is coming from our liver, not from the food we eat. So when a person, I'm not saying you should eat high cholesterol food, endanger yourself and love others. But I'm saying put more effort in what's in your brain, in your heart, than what you put in your mouth. Because that's overriding everything else. Still, you have to watch your food, you have to be careful. The Torah says you have to be careful about your life and to live healthy life. Yes, however, you understand what I'm saying. But you have to be careful about inside. So why do people still hate if it's much more pleasurable and fun to love? Because that's a fact to show we have the dark side. We have the desire to receive for the self alone. We have, each one of us, a dark side. And why do we have the dark side? We have the dark side so we can overcome it and earn love, happiness, enlightenment by our own work. Because we can't get free gifts. That's a basic rule in Kabbalah. Now, so we understand that the people that are of the sign of Taurus, on one hand, they can be very, very, very materialistic, very much into possessions, into acquiring physicality, pleasures, all the pleasures of the body. They love things to be beautiful, okay, and pleasurable to the eye, to the mouth, to the taste, to the ears, music, whatever physical pleasure, it's about it. Okay? And you add to it that the ruling planet, as we said, is Venus, Noga, the planet of light, as it's called in the Book of Formation, Sefer Yetzirah, the planet of light. But if you read about the planet of Venus, what does it say in the Book of Formation? So it's, if you read the Book of Formation, it says, Himlich ot pei v'kashar lo keter. And the Creator crowned the letter pei and formed v'tzar bo noga, and formed with that letter, with the power of the letter pei, he formed the force that is called the frequency that symbolized, but what we call planet, sorry, Venus. Okay, ושם בכוחו הזרע והזיווג. And put in it the seed and the zivug, which is the union. וכן של נשים, and the beauty of women. וכן של יופי, and the beauty of any kind of grace of beauty. והשגת חפציו בנשים, and all what is around. You know, we're talking about the stuff of the flesh. וכן של יופי, ושנאמר, וימינו תחבקני, as it says, and his right arm will hug me, from the Song of Songs. וכתיב נעימות ממך נצח. So we're talking about the hug of the right hand. What is right hand? Right hand means chesed. So from the planet Venus, we get the energy of chesed. So we have in Torah still now, we spoke just about gvura, judgment. Right? Judgment. And judgment means, you know, and people of the sign of Taurus, they're not so judgmental. It takes a long time to become judgmental. You don't get them judgmental very easy. They love to love. It's easier to love and more practical to love, and it's better to love than to hate, right? And because Taurus are more practical, when they become spiritual, it's much easier to love. So why hating? It's a waste of energy and time. It's all, it doesn't feel good. It's not ecstatic either. Okay? And by the way, when people are hateful, they don't like beautiful. It's horrible, right? And hateful people, they don't play good music. Okay? They, you know, Taurus, they love it comfortable and easy. And they, so that comes from the grace in the planet Venus. Okay? They like it also comfortable. Venus is Hebrew, in Hebrew is Noga. Noga, which is in numerical value, is 58. 58 is Chen, grace, and Noach, which is comfortable. So everything is there. Noga is also glamour, when the shining of the light. Okay? What else? Veshalom mipachad, and peace. Mikoach hatiferet ba'alav. This also has, we said, we have right column, which is chesed. It has also the central column, which means Taurus have that ability to balance stuff. You know, you come to a Taurus, like, eh, blah, blah, quiet down, don't rush. You know, it's very hard to get Taurus into being upset. When they get upset, stay away. Okay, but it's very hard to get upset because they prefer, it's more practical to be happy than to be upset, and it's more practical to be comfortable than to be uncomfortable. By the way, if you want to know what's the best and comfortable way to do something, so look at the Taurus and they'll show you how it is much more comfortable to do the same thing. Okay? And also saving, you know, the shortest way, the easiest way. They say the Taurus are lazy. They're not lazy. They're just practical. They always find the way, even to do something that is very complicated and hard to do, they will find a way to do it in a less complicated and less hard way to do, even with grace. Okay. And he has helpers, so there are forces that are helping mitzad chesed from the place of chesed. So if you want, you can find chesed. And why do we say? We said the name Shor is Ahavat Chinam, unconditional love. And the planet is the planet of Venus, which is the planet of love. So we know that the healing is here. The healing. There's a lot of left column energy in this month. But there's a lot of love in this month. You just have to tune into it. To look, it's there. If you look into it, you'll find it. Okay? Now it's about weddings and singing and happiness. וכלי התכשיטים and jewels and beautiful gardens and orchards and every kind of pleasure in the month, in I'm talking about Venus. By the way, remember Venus is also affecting the sign of Libra. They also love it when it's beautiful and nice and comfortable and so on. Okay, and also mitzah mitoch shu mekabel mitzad gvura. Since he receives from gvura judgment, so the colors of Venus kezahav meorav bekesef lavan. The color is gold with white silver mixed together. What does it mean? Gold is judgment, silver is chesed, loving kindness. The mixture gives you central color. Okay, which means it's not that it's a very, you know, if you're talking about this is the counting of the Omer, so many people died, there was a plague, we are in mourning, whatever. No, that's a simplistic way. It's a time that is very loaded power of energy. You want to heal the pain, use love, grace, and balance. It's there. You just have to look for it. It's there to help you. You just have to tune in. Again, tuning in. Now, ולא השמיעה ובשורה טובה, good messages, מצד הטוב, גמילות חסדים, doing good to others, רחמנות, compassion, נדבה, charity, עזרה, helping others, בתים יפים, beautiful homes, stores, love, everything to be around, beautiful and nice and comfortable. Schiot chemda, all kinds of, you know, beautiful tchotchkes. You know, like beautiful things to have in the house. Herayon, pregnancy, because it's the spirit of life. Chan velach, notel elachut. It's like the atmosphere that things can thrive. Okay? Velo abachurim, young men, yeladot, banim uvanot, and young children. Everything that is symbolized of life, the power of life and youth. Tzeva tzaov notel adom. It's like it goes on like this. I think we got the thing. Oh, but it says lifamim meriva mitzad ha'esh, because there's fire, so there's some kind of fights. So we know if, when you want to get a Taurus upset, okay, they don't get upset very easily because they don't change course that easily. So it's like they usually shake it away. But if you are really working hard about it, when you get them upset, that could be, as I said, you know, don't try to stop a bull when it's running fast towards you. Okay? So you don't want to go to this place. So now about, let's go a little bit deeper. Okay? Which is a lot of stuff. First of all, I'm just reading now from Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar was, we're talking about Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov. He lived in Galicia, eastern Poland, beginning of the 19th century. Okay? And he was a great Hasidic rabbi, but he compiled most of the stuff available all over the scriptures about astrology and put them together. So his book is called Bnei Yisachar. Okay? And he says like this. Tzeruf Havaya Sholet B'Chodesh Hazeh Yud Kei Kei Vav. Okay? We said last month, every month, we speak about that in the Tikkunei Zohar, it is explained that for all the, you know, the 12 months, we said there's a code which is called the Tetragrammaton, that using the Tetragrammaton, the Yud, K, Vav, K, we can understand the months. Okay? So now we said that the season of the spring is the Yud, which is Chokhmah, energy, high voltage, whatever. Okay? So Taurus, they don't like just to do nothing. They don't like low energy. They love people, places, things that are full of energy. And if there's not enough, they will build it. They will create it, they will build it, they have a lot of energy. When they say, you know, in the regular, you know, the simplistic astrology, that the Taurus are lazy, they're not lazy. When they don't do anything, it means they don't think it's practical. When they think it's practical, they work very hard. Look at the state of Israel, this is Taurus. The state of Israel was established in the fifth day of the month of Iyar. Okay? Think about it. Little country, when this country was established, there was almost nothing. Okay? Nothing. We could sell only oranges. Okay? Today, this country is getting richer and richer and richer, and Israelis, by average, work more hours than any country in the OECD countries. Okay? Why? Because they want to achieve more, and that's Taurus. Achieving, building hard work. Everybody believes in working hard and always creating stuff. And you always, if you want to know, you know, there are always jokes about the Israeli industry. When they bring something from outside of Israel, they always find a way to build the same thing cheaper, faster, and easier. That's exactly what we said about Taurus. Okay? Now, so let's continue. And he says that we have the four letters of the Tetragrammaton. They are mathematically, there are 12 ways to permutate these letters, which means you can take the same letters and write them in different sequences. That's called permutations. Each permutation is the sequence energy of one of the 12 signs of the zodiac. And if you understand that, that's a way to tune in to that sign. Okay? So now, we're talking about Taurus. If we talk about Aries last month, that was Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. It's the first month, it's the firstborn, it is the original permutation, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, the way it appears in the Torah. Now, the permutation for Taurus is Yud-Kei-Kei-Vav, which is Yud, the letter Yud, the letter He, and the letter Vav. Whoever knows Kabbalah, wow, this is a very special permutation. Why? It's coming, first of all, each one of these permutations, the Tikkuni Zohar says, there is a verse in the Bible that the initials of the last letters symbolize that the energy of that month. And the verse that symbolized that one is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 22. Which is Yitalel Hamitalel Haskel Veyadoa. The person will rejoice, the one who has the brains, which means smartness, wisdom, and the knowledge. Okay? Which means it's all about high level consciousness. This is what's special about this month. What does it mean? If you know, he says that, you know, the tefillin, there are two kinds of tefillin. Tefillin, that's what the Jewish men pray with in the mornings, okay, of weekdays, not on Shabbat and holidays. And the tefillin has, in each box of the tefillin, there are four parchments. The order of the parchments is called, they are, again, four parchments. Why? Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. But there are two kinds of ways of tefillin. One is called tefillin Rashi. It's according to the system after Rashi, the great sage, the great teacher, who lived in France in the 11th century, who was the biggest commentator of the whole Tanakh, the whole Talmud, and many other things. Okay? Now, that's his order. But Rabbeinu Tam, his grandson, has a different order. This order is switching to parchment, and it's Yud Kei Kei Vav. So, according to the Sephardi Kabbalists, you lay both the tefillin. You need to lay both the tefillin. According to Hasidic rabbis, you lay first the Rashi tefillin, and then you lay the second tefillin only after you married, after you finish the prayer, or the main part of the prayer. But this is the prayer that lifts you, that this tefillin lifts you up to a higher level of consciousness. Yitalel amitalel haskel ve'adoa, which is, it's all about higher level of connection to higher consciousness. Okay? שהתפילין הללו הם המסוגלים, and Rabbi Isaac Luria is writing in his book, The Gate of a Holy Spirit, that this is, this tefillin, התפילין הללו הם המסוגלים מאוד לשגת חוכמה, which means the second tefillin, the Rabbeinu tefillin set, is very powerful to give men higher level of wisdom and consciousness. Okay? כאשר תתבונן כזה, תבין כי גם החודש הזה, so, we learn from that, if we contemplate on what Rabbi Isaac Luria was saying, and what Tikkuni Zohar is saying about Yud Kei Kei Vav, you understand that this month is illuminated by this sequence, which is a sequence that allows you to reach very specially higher levels of consciousness, and that means you have a higher abilities to understand spiritual elevation. Okay? Which means the gate for spiritual elevation in this month is open like no other months in the year. Okay? So, why is it important? Because he adds, חודש אייר הוא נבחן ומנוסה בחוכמת הרפואה. The month of Iyar, it is known for many, many years in the wisdom of medicine that it has the abilities for healing. And I don't know if you realize, but I noticed that people that are really, they don't know Kabbalah, but they are in tune to themselves and they are really into healthy life, spiritual life, but they don't know Kabbalah, but there's always, you see those people going into the mood of spring cleaning. Like cleansing from poisons and stuff like this, diets, meditation, during this time of the year. You understand what? Because this is the best time in the year for not just spiritual cleansing, also physical cleansing. Going to a diet, eating, you know, clean food, whatever, going into a cleansing, because this is a very, and also in Chinese medicine, this is a very powerful time for cleaning your body and your soul. So, this month is a special month for healing, and therefore the most powerful verse in the whole Bible, the whole Tanakh, that is talking about healing, is the verse that you can find it in Parashat Beshalach, Ani Hashem Rofecha. כל המחלה אשר שמתי במצרים, all the diseases that I put in Egypt, I won't put over you, כי אני השם רופאיך, because I am God, your healer. Okay? This verse that really gives you the whole thing about who's the real healer. Because there's, you know, it says in the, in Parashat Mishpatim, there's an issue over there that if you hurt somebody else physically and they have you afflict a medical damage on somebody else in a what this way or another, and the person is still alive, okay, you have to pay the days that he did not work because of the damage you created, and you have to pay the cost of medicines, the doctors, all what the cost of medicine. That's in Parashat Mishpatim. We learn from that, says the Ibn Ezra on that verse, that the Torah is giving the permission for the physicians to heal the person. However, says the Ibn Ezra, one of the big commentators on the Torah, that the physician can heal only the external part of the body. Only the creator can heal the inside. And you can find, therefore, in the Talmud, what it says in Masechet Eruvin, Hachash beroshor yasok betorah. You have a headache? Study Torah. Hachash beozno yasok betorah. You have earache? Study Torah. You have bellyache? Study Torah. You have whatever? Study Torah. What? That's the best healing. Yeah, because if you really want to heal yourself, first of all, heal your consciousness. And what did we say the month of Taurus is about? It's ability to shift consciousness from materialistic, selfish, which is the source of all diseases, to a loving, unconditional caring and elevation of the mind and the spirit. That is the real healing. And what are the words? Ani Hashem Ofecha. I'm God, your healer. Initials, Iyar. Ani, Aleph, Hashem, Yud, Rofecha, Reish, Iyar, which is the name of the month. The month of Iyar is Ani Hashem Ofecha. I'm God, your healer. Which means you want to get healthy, change your consciousness. Especially nowadays, that humanity is facing a big plague. And a big plague is a result, direct result of exactly the problem of a Taurus. Accumulation of possessions, money, beautiful stuff, easy stuff, comfortable life, being on the go, but always pleasure, 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 pleasure. That's Taurus. That's a problem with the Taurus. However, in this era, we have the ability to shift to a higher level, because when else in history we had more time, more abilities to access spiritual wisdom? Never before in history. It's all available. You can right now download apps on your smartphone with all the books that once upon a time you couldn't find them because they were manuscripts and only very few people had access to them. Today, with your smartphone, you can access translations, original scriptures that never before the wisdom is available. And we are in the age of wisdom, and that's why it says when the messianic days are coming, the frequency will be Yud Kei Kei Vav, the frequency of Iyar. And this is also the time of the building of the temple. Okay? So all of that, so much light in this month. And that's why it's all the preparation to Mount Sinai revelation was 2 weeks in Nisan, but for a whole month in Iyar. Why? We had to cleanse our body by eating the manna. The manna was given in Iyar. Why? When you cleanse your body, when you eat the lightest food, the cleanest food, that has less... You look, people today, I don't know where in the rest of the world, but in Israel, there's a big decline in all kinds of diseases. Big decline. Why? People don't go to restaurants. They just cook at home. The food is cleaner than before. People get less... all kinds of infections and stuff like this because, and they're not getting with each other, you know, the whole social distancing. That people are getting less sick. Why? It's all cleaner. The air is cleaner. The brain is cleaner, hopefully. So this is the time to do a diet to the soul and the body and cleanse. And when we cleanse our minds and our bodies, we'll be ready to receive the real spiritual freedom and bodily freedom on the month of Sivan. Thank you so much for that. Now, we don't have so much time for questions, I'm sorry.